Why are false teachers like Joel Osteen more dangerous than ISIS? Because I'm really only speaking the gospel here. I've lived 30 years with a false sense of salvation and full assurance that I knew everything that I was talking about. When my heart was finally turned by the Bible, by reading the scriptures and reading other gospel-saturated books by reputable, good, God-fearing people, that's when I realized, I'm like, wow, I've been so wrong for so long. And as you read with a clear mind the scripture, it starts to come together more. You start to see the truth. So that's my heart here, because it changed my life, knowing the truth. Not just living the way I thought was the right way, not believing what I thought was the right thing. If you're going to claim to be a Christian, then you need to be diving headfirst into that Bible and making sure you're understanding what you're reading, to talk to, find people who are going to point you in the right direction, which is tough, because if you just don't know, you just don't know. You're going to go talking to a terrible preacher that's going to, you know, give you a Joyce Meyer book, and she's no better. And we have to understand, we have to be able to discern false teachers and truth, because we can be so easily led astray because false teachers are so appealing to the ears. This isn't, you know, just like my own thoughts about this stuff. Real preachers, good preachers, the John Pipers and the John MacArthurs understand this way better than even I do, but we need to begin to understand it. So people like ISIS, it's obvious what they're doing, right? Nobody is on ISIS's side because it's clear that what they're doing is wrong. They're killing Christians. They hate what we believe and they want to do away. And there's been, you know, a multitude of these kinds of terrorists all throughout the church history. We've been persecuted, and that's just a promise we have. So that's, why is that even shocking to us? Why is it so appalling? And, you know, we don't just sit back and let it happen, of course. We need to be praying, and we need to figure out how to rescue these Christians. But I don't know why we're so shocked by, you know, when wrong, bad things are done to us. Second, death only brings Christians to the front gates of heaven. So Joel Osteen isn't killing anybody. First of all, I beg to differ, but why is that even a concern? Who cares? Death is just the beginning for us. If you really truly believe of your salvation in God, then that's the last concern on your mind. Joel Osteen, however, is preaching Jesus, but not the Bible. He's saying Jesus' name. He's saying God, which I don't even know how much he really uses Jesus' name. I think he just says God a lot, because that's a lot easier to kind of pass by, because you can make anything your God. People who don't open their Bibles, because Joel Osteen never does, and they're just listening to his motivational words, are trusting that what he is saying is from the Bible. So follow Jesus, and he wants to give you whatever you want. Jesus says that he wants you to be prosperous, and I know the plans I have for you, and you know, all this out of context nonsense that just simply isn't true. And so what's happening is you've got people claiming to be Christians, not even knowing who God is. Not even knowing what the Bible says at all. You see how that's dangerous? They're not going to heaven. Okay, so Joel Osteen's leading people straight to the gates of hell. Now, obviously, God's elect aren't going to be going anywhere but heaven, because God's not going to let his children perish. But regardless, if Joel Osteen's bringing Jesus Christ into people's minds through what he's doing, praise the Lord. Jesus Christ is being proclaimed, and some people are getting introduced, or at least turning from the world. But that doesn't mean we applaud evil. Some people stare straight into the depths of hell, and then they finally turn to God because they've seen the evil in the world. We don't applaud the evil for that. We need to gain the sensitivity of truth, or we're going to be just flowing with every wind of doctrine that we hear. Because it sounds good. Because it makes sense. Because it's just what you want to hear, because it sounds great. But you need to know your Bible, because knowing God's truth is the most important thing in this life. That's the only way to sanctification. And sanctification is the only way to final glorification when God comes back for us. There is no truth better than the truth of the Bible, than the truth of Jesus Christ sacrificed for our sins. There's no better truth than knowing that in our suffering and persecution in this world, that will happen if you're a true believer. It's a promise, an unpopular promise, but it's a promise from Jesus Christ himself, out of his mouth. But we have a hope in him, an unperishable, undefiled, no one can take it away from us hope that we will be with him forever. Because the only thing that matters is eternal life, our eternal salvation, and turning others to Christ. Nothing to do with this world. We can enjoy his creation. We can enjoy what he's given us. We will have plenty of blessings here on this world. But our only strive and our only satisfaction is and should be Jesus Christ alone. So this is about as quick as I could make this message, because I could talk about this for the rest of my life, and I will. But I love you guys, and please read your Bibles and pray about this kind of stuff.